I was delighted to follow my good friend Huber on the platform. Things have changed for Huber. Huber's running for majority leader, and I'm still striking for the same old job I did 8 years ago. You know, the other day, I had an appointment with my dentist. It was a two-hour appointment from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the morning. And an hour later, I was to testify before the Democratic Platform Committee. So I told the dentist, who was an old friend, but a rather conservative Democrat, that I hoped he'd go easy on the Novocaine, because I was afraid he'd paralyze my tongue and limit my ability to be articulate. Well, he gave me a little extra shot, and I began to feel my tongue go numb. And I said, "Irwin, don't you think that would have been more appropriate treatment for Hubert than for me?" Well, he said, "Yes, Ed, I would, but I don't have anything powerful enough to work on Hubert." Well, I've been given a subject tonight that's been well covered by my good friend, Senator Humphrey. But I'd like to do it in my way. As Barbara Jordan put it so beautifully last night, we are here to make a commitment. A part of that commitment is the establishment of a very simple priority. Let us put America back to work. Let us bring an end to an economic policy that has brought on the worst recession in 40 years. Double-digit inflation, nearly double-digit unemployment, and $250 billion in budget deficits. Let us bring an end to economic policies that hurt people, older people on fixed incomes, younger people looking for their first jobs, experienced and skilled people laid off, policies that have made nearly every American pay dearly, from the deeper tragedy of the poor to the shrunken incomes of the middle class. Let us stop a policy that vetoes over and over again a return to full employment. Let us instead make this pledge to every man and woman able to work. Here is a job. Do your best at it. Americans are entitled to no less. Then, as Barbara put it last night, let us deliver on that pledge. Put Americans to work doing what Americans have always done best, supplying the world with goods and services produced with American genius and American sweat. Let us give the American people a democratic president who can work with a democratic Congress to bring back full employment, stable prices, and balanced growth. Let us give the American people a president who rejects the phony excuses for anything less than full employment. The excuses for not controlling inflation. The excuses for paying people welfare instead of wages. Let us elect a president who knows how to stimulate millions of needed jobs in the private sector, and understands also the need for useful public works. Let us elect a president who knows that the way to fight inflation is with a healthy, productive economy where businesses of all sizes can compete, where energy and food prices are predictable, where supplies are adequate, and where a vigilant wage price council looks out for the public interest. 16 years ago, John Kennedy put America back to work, following 8 earlier years of Republican recessions and declining opportunities. In the years that followed, Democratic policies helped 15 million Americans to climb out of poverty, that cut double-digit inflation in half, that kept oil and natural gas prices under control, that cut taxes, and that brought the federal budget under control. The Democratic Congress, with the help of the new budget process, rejected the economic policies of a president who could only say no. No to necessary public works programs. No to anti-recession grants to cities. No to adequate employment opportunities for our youth. No, 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 no. In a series of 50 unprecedented vetoes without parallel in the history of the presidency. We need not government by veto, but government by inspired leadership of the kind this convention can provide. What America now needs is a president with a sense of economic justice and with his priorities straight. A president who will say yes to people who are looking for work. A president who will say yes to policies which will make our country productive and economically alive again. A president who will say yes to fair taxes to equal employment opportunities and to fair labor standards. That's the kind of leadership the country wants, and that's the kind this convention will provide. 100 years ago, again stealing a page from Barbara Jordan, a Republican governor of Maine, Joshua Chamberlain, defined the role of government in words which I commend to this convention and to the American people. This is what he said. A government has something more to do than to govern and levy taxes. It is something more than a police to arrest evil and punish wrong. It must also encourage good, point out improvements, open roads of prosperity, and infuse life into all right enterprises. It should combine the insight and the foresight of the best minds in the state for all the high ends for which society is established and to which man aspires. That gives us much to do. And that gives us here in this convention much to do. We have leadership to provide. We have programs to design. And we have a people to inspire that they and only they have the power to decide what this country will be, what it will offer its people, and whether or not we will continue that historic mission of 200 years to bring enlightenment and improvement to the lives of even the least of our people. To that end, let us commit ourselves tonight. Thank you. And God bless you all.